Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 23rd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Enhanced detection and prompt diagnoses of atrial fibrillation using Apple Watch. A randomized controlled trial. Atrial fibrillation, a common cardiac arrhythmia, frequently remains undiagnosed due to its paroxysmal and asymptomatic nature, serving as a major cause of stroke. Wearable technology functions as a scalable, non-invasive screening tool for conditions like atrial fibrillation. A multi-center randomized controlled trial investigated the detection of new-onset atrial fibrillation using remote smartwatch-based screening among patients 65 years or older with elevated stroke risk. This approach offers a significant pathway for prompt diagnosis, which is crucial for reducing stroke incidence in susceptible populations. Article number 2. Electromechanically optimized right ventricular pacing for obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, the EMORI HCM trial. Right ventricular pacing in symptomatic obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, while capable of reducing left ventricular outflow tract gradient, often yields variable net effects due to potential reductions in cardiac output. The EMORI-HCM trial investigated an electromechanically optimized approach for right ventricular pacing. This method involved precise programming of the atrioventricular delay to maximize symptomatic benefit. The strategy provides a refined therapeutic option for managing patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy already equipped with pacing devices. Article number 3. Association of pre-Fontan hemodynamics with long-term outcomes after Fontan palliation, a study from the Pediatric Cardiac Care Consortium. Long-term outcomes following Fontan palliation exhibit significant variability, despite known predictions of early failure by pre-Fontan hemodynamics. A study from the Pediatric Cardiac Care Consortium investigated the association of pre-Fontan hemodynamics with long-term risks of death or transplantation. The analysis, which utilized data from a U.S.-based multicenter registry, established that specific pre-Fontan hemodynamic parameters are indeed predictive of these critical long-term outcomes. This finding provides valuable insights for risk stratification and prognostic assessment in patients undergoing Fontan procedures. Article number 4. Polycystic ovarian syndrome and the long-term risk of arrhythmias. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is linked to increased cardiovascular morbidity, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, and specific electrocardiographic alterations. This study investigated the previously under-researched long-term risk of cardiac arrhythmias in women with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Researchers found a clear association between polycystic ovarian syndrome and an elevated long-term risk of various cardiac arrhythmias. This finding underscores the importance of cardiovascular surveillance in women diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Article number 5. Sex and gender differences in coronary pathophysiology and ischemic heart disease. Ischemic heart disease exhibits significant sex and gender differences, necessitating a comprehensive understanding of these dissimilarities for improved patient outcomes. This scientific statement reviewed current knowledge, identifying unequal impacts of traditional risk factors between men and women. The review integrated additional contributing factors, including hormonal changes, specific medical treatments for transgender people and cancer patients, and pregnancy-related conditions. This provides a critical framework for understanding diverse coronary pathophysiology and tailoring care in ischemic heart disease across sexes and genders. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.